This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Al-Hasan al-Basri. Everybody knows Al-Hasan al-Basri. Everybody heard about Al-Hasan al-Basri rahimahullah. That man never let his circumstances to control his life. He was in control of his life. He knows what he wants to be. And you know what? He managed to make a name for his name that is recognized, inshallah ta'ala, until the day of judgment. Rahimahullah. هذا الذي يشبه كلامه كلام الأنبياء. This is the one that his speech sounds like the speech of the prophets and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to be specific. That's how the scholar described him, rahimahullah ta'ala. He was a person who is willing to say the truth, no matter what the cost is. And he always get the best outcome of that. Al-Hasan al-Basri rahimahullah, he lived during also a very tough time. And in his time, the governor of Iraq, Ibn Hubayra, Amr ibn Hubayra, he was under the ruler Yazid ibn Abdul Malik in Damascus. And one time, Amr ibn Hubayra asked Ibn Sirin and al-Sha'bi and al-Hasan al-Basri to visit him. So he asked them to give, each one of them to give him an advice. So Ibn Sirin and al-Sha'bi gave him very tactful, you know, advice and words, and they were very careful with what kind of message that they basically delivering to him. But al-Hasan al-Basri rahimahullah wasn't like that. He said the truth. He said, O son of Hubayra, fear Allah more than Yazid, and don't fear Yazid more than Allah. Allah can protect you from Yazid, but Yazid cannot protect you from Allah. Very soon, Allah will send to you an angel who will strip you away from your kingdom, take you down from your throne, from your wide palace to a tiny hall, which is your grave. And in that grave, nothing will help you, nothing will benefit you, nothing will protect you except your good deeds. These words were like a healing to the heart of Ibn Hubayra. They were very powerful, that made Ibn Hubayra very satisfied with the advice of Al-Hasan al-Basri rahimahullah ta'ala. And he even doubled the reward for Al-Hasan al-Basri. When Ibn Sirin and al-Sha'bi saw that, they looked at each other and they said, we gave him cheap advice, that's why he gave us cheap gifts. But Al-Hasan al-Basri gave him very valuable advice, that's why he got very valuable gift. Rahimahullah ta'ala, his life filled with stories, inspiration stories, and lessons that we in great need for it today, because he dealt with the society and community very materialistic. And that's why he focused a lot on the concept of brotherhood and the concept of zuhd, being ascetic, being disattach yourself from the dunya, thinking about the akhirah, improving your character when it comes to dealing with Allah or dealing with the creation of Allah. Join us in Torchbearers to learn more about Al-Hasan al-Basri and to learn from his wisdom and to see how can we see in his life so many lessons that it benefit us today in our life. At Torchbearers, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.